As I said earlier in the show, Nick and Fee, I get up early on a Saturday. We wake up early because our body clock's immune to waking up. We just go bang and we're up. I'm up at like 3:45. So I lay there, play with my phone, and I wait till about 6:50 because I go down and get Schnooksy, my wife, Alex, a coffee. She loves a coffee from Philippa's. I love a coffee. Then I go next door and get some fruit and veg and that sort of stuff. So I go in, order my coffee. And when I woke up, I got out of bed and I couldn't find my tooth. So I'm like, it's 7 o'clock. Oh, no. Every time I go there, there is no one there. There's like literally no one at the bakery because it's so early.
Mm. Your front tooth, we need to point out.
Yeah, the front tooth, that's missing. And I couldn't find it because I had a bottle of wine on the Friday and I was just like, I can't remember where I put it. Maybe I had two bottles of wine. I don't know. I lost count when I maybe had my third.
Hey, have you ever thought about, I know that my grandparents used to put a glass of water, by the bed. Yeah. Just drop it in the glass of water.
No, because when I was drinking the wine, I don't know where I literally couldn't remember where I put it. So I was searching.
You didn't swallow
for
it, did you?
No, no, no. And
it's
it was
not
like
be
6:50.
A sad Sovereign Hill situation this afternoon.
No, I didn't swallow it. I've got it in. And I didn't want to go get there late because if you go there at about 10 past, 10:15, that people line up, like you trying to get your cake, people line up for their coffee. So you've got to get there before it opens so I can be first in line, get my coffee. So I'm like, oh, I won't worry about it. No, I won't see anyone. It's that early in the morning. And I walked out. I had like a singlet on, a pair of shorts, no shoes. Oh. I went no shoes because I couldn't find my shoes either. I was just like, I was
in. No uggies? No.
I was a bit hungover. I just wanted to get out, get my coffee, come back. And I get all of my coffee and I walk next door to the fruit shop, Devola's, which I go to all the time. Johnny is a great man down there. I walk in and no one's there. They're never there because they've got the people that work in the morning because it's so early. Mm. And I look to my right and I see this big specimen and I thought, oh no, it was my old captain, Chris Judd. And he often goes there. So I put my head down and pretend to be on my phone and try to quickly walk past. Mm. Hoping that he'd see me and not want to talk to me because I didn't want to talk to him.
Oh, dear.
And he goes, Croc, Croc. And I'm like, oh, hey, mate, how are you? Oh, man. And I started talking that. And he's like, what are you up to, mate? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, did you go over to Judd Chella? Because he'd just been to Coachella. I remember they had that big party. I dropped that gag in there. I thought it was pretty funny. And I said, mate, I didn't think I'd see anyone. I've got no tooth in. I've got no shoes on. I look like a bum. And I'm like, of all the people to see, Chris Judd, like, you know, the last time he saw me, they marched me out of the Carlton Footy Club. I see him a fair bit, but like.
And he probably thought, this is the worst I'll ever see
that
man.
Yeah, this is the worst of the Brownlow when I was pressure pointing his neck. Pressure point, this will be the last time I see him like that because everything's been good since then and he knows that I've been going well.
Yeah, you do.
But then I roll into Devola's. I look like I've just come from off the street. I've got no tooth, no hat on. I looked awful. And then he walked out. I spoke to him for about 5-10 minutes because he kept talking.
Oh,
I'm like,
dear.
Oh, bro, like, I just want to go get my coffee. My coffees were cold when I got them. I got home and I said to Alex, of all the people I see Chris Judd. And I was mortified.
I
was, oh, God. And you've been like this before, Boxy, when you've seen someone that you didn't want to see.
It's when those times when you don't, the one person you don't want to see, in fact, 13, 10, 65, I don't reckon you'll be alone in that. If you've had a run-in with somebody that you didn't want to run into because
you'd broken up with someone.
I was heartbroken at the time. This was like, I was like 20. And when you have heartbreaks in your late teens, it's the end of the world. Mm. And I was so devastated. And everyone was out going to Silver's, Redhead's, Carousel on a Thursday night,
Redheads.
But I was at home.
That's a throwback.
I was at home and I remember it was like midnight and I was just watching TV and I remember going, I just want ice cream. That's all I want because I'm so depressed. Mm. And I went to the 7-Eleven up the road, put my Ugg boots on, pajamas, Ugg boots, dirty hair. I was like a real sad, I think Bridget Jones at her worst, like Bridget Jones, totally. And in pajamas, gone in to get my Ben and Jerry's and my ex-boyfriend that had caused me to be this depressed. He's the reason I've got dirty hair in pajamas. He and his mates have just rocked it because this was like Glenfury Road in Hawthorne. So they've just been at G-Spot.
Great throwbacks.
Oh, these are all great nightclubs. They've just been at G-Spot. So they've come out. They're looking the goods. And there is his sad ex-girlfriend just getting ice cream. Oh. How lonely and sad is that?
And they hop back in the cab, Nick. And the blokes looked at his boyfriend and go, great move, bro.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much for rubbing that in. It was a horror. It was like the one. But if you'd said to me as I walked out in pajamas, hey, don't do that. You could run into someone. I would have gone, there's only one person I care about running into.
And it was him.
And that's who I ran into. Oh.
Do you reckon Rebecca did that to Chris as well? Good work getting him to Brizzy.
Yeah, how was that idiot? Is he still loose? Yeah, he had no tooth on and no shoes. Oh, God.